and he's to, and pick up hickory for winter time, for nuts, you know.
I see. And the goats would.
Well, we learned the little old goats how to stop when we tell them.
I see.
We had lines on them like horses.
And they'd obey you?
Well, we'd tell them to stop, they'd stop.
I see.
Of course, you'd pull them, you know, like you do a horse.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Oh, I've done everything anybody ever thought about doing a rake.
We were talking yesterday about the playthings that you had. Would you tell me again what you called that thing that was on a post and went around?
That's Flying Jenny.
Flying Jenny.
That's what we called it. They'd had a long pole out this way and had stubs stand up at each end, you know, for you to set up there and hold. Didn't you, you'd fly up, fall off. Because it's a long pole, it'd sling you way around yonder, you know.
So you push it pretty fast.
And some of them, sometimes the boys would just lie down on that thing and hold the pole and then sling them off.
I see. What
and
other
we
things?
Used to have old, what we call tomahawkers. You know anything about them?
No, I never heard of that.
Well, the boys would go out there in the woods back of the schoolhouse and cut down a little oak tree or something like that, hickory oak. Oh, say that big around. And trim all the limbs off except way up about that way. They'd leave one limb on there and haul it out. You'd get up in there and put your feet in this and hold the top and walk.
Oh, I see.
I see why we didn't break our necks, but we never did.
Tom walks.
That was at school.
I see. What other, you told me about the thing that went like this.
Seesaw.
Uh-huh.
And we played hopscotch. I don't know what that is.
Yes.
You know what that is.
Yes, you would hop in different.
You have to hop too. You couldn't put your other foot down.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, sir. Uh-huh. We had a ring, had a great long ring with lines in it. And at one place you could stop a minute and put your foot down to call that heaven.
That was heaven.
And we'd rest a little bit, but you wouldn't rest long. And you have to hop and kick that block.
I see.
It's hard work.
Uh-huh.
To hop and kick a block at the same time on one foot.
On one foot.
That's what we had to do.
Any other games that you remember?
Well, we played marbles. Make a great big ring around big as this and put a pile of little marbles and put one big one in the middle. And if you could stand up, you had to shoot it this way. You couldn't throw it. You had to thump it.
Thump it out.
It's pretty hard work to thump it hard enough. And if you could hit that middle one, oh, you had the game.
I see.
Well, you'd have to knock all them little ones away sometimes before you could get to the big one. I don't know, we just played everything anybody thought of already.
Did you ever use horseshoes to play with?
Yes, sir. Pitch horseshoes.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear that called quoits or quoits? Anybody ever call horseshoe play, playing with horseshoes, quoits?
I don't know, we just drive a post in the ground, you know, and get back out here and try to throw them on it.
Mm-hmm.
Cut back, pitch them on pretty good.
Uh-huh. You were telling me that you used to make your own dolls. Would you explain that?
Yes, sir. We cut out a piece of white cloth. We had pattern, you know, to cut out the doll. Sometimes it'd be this long, you know, get bigger, big as a little baby.
Mm-hmm.
We'd stuff them with cotton, just stuff them till it, after we'd sew them up, leave one place undone in the back somewhere, and just stuff it till it's as tight as it could be, and it'd stand up. We'd nurse them. Then we'd take pencils, sometimes take a charcoal out of the fireplace, and make the faces, you know.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And I would get a big old pencil that would mark them, you know, and make the faces.
Mm-hmm. Any other toys that you remember? You had the homemade wagon and the dolls?
Well, we'd train chinky pins. We'd boil the chinky pins. You couldn't stick a needle through them. We'd boil them, they'd be soft. We'd string them on a string, use them for beads.
I see. Did you ever call them a pair of beads?
That's what beads called them.
I see. And how many strings would a pair be?